Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside girls head basketball coach Craig Burns after a pair of games from this past week and also getting ready for Substate as well. Coach, we'll start off with your guys' 40-29 win at home against Perry the Compton, your second final game of the regular season. And in both of these games this past week, you were shorthanded, but Taylor, she fouled out in this one. Hallie was out as well. So you guys were kind of working with some of the girls that were not necessarily familiar with being in that position of having to be in there for as long as that you had them, but they took care of business.
Yeah, they did a good job, especially, you know, when you're up a little bit and, you know, it gets late in the game, you know, teams are going to press you. So we turned the ball over a little bit, but for the most part, we took the ball. You know, we took care of the ball, and we always try to emphasize, you know, going to half court. You know, a lot of times we'll just take a clock and put 10 seconds up, and we'll have them walk. You know, because a lot of people say 10 seconds, they think seconds is so fast. But really, if you put it on a clock and have them walk through it, you know, a lot of them were surprised. It was like, wow, that's a long time. And we was like, yes, it's a long time. So take your time, relax. Press is supposed to make you rush. Don't rush. Don't fall into their hands. And they did a good job, especially we had like, you know, three sophomores out there and a junior. Like you said, a lot of them that don't play a lot of minutes. But they did a good job.
And yeah, certainly needing them to get you ready for Substate as well. And in their next game versus Nemaha Central, this was a tough one. Nemaha Central was kind of just feeling themselves. They were making shots left and right. They had Cammie Dollinghouse. She had 12 points in the first quarter, 18 in the first half. Taylor Weiser, she had a pretty solid game in this one as well. 16 points for her in the first half, 20 on the ball game. And also on top of that, she surpassed 1,500 career points in her illustrious career there in Wathena. So congrats out to her. But this one, you tell me that might have been a little bit tired towards the end of the game with you guys being shorthanded in this game as well.
Yes, you know. Like I said, we found out some news early morning on Tuesday that, you know, we was going to be even more shorthanded without, you know, Hallie. And, you know, and that's tough enough, really. But then when we don't have anybody to go in, and we have a young lady, Alondra Perez Shadwell, she this is her first year playing organized ball. She went in there and she did a good job, got a foul and went down and made a free throw line, you know, free throw shot. And, you know, and when you look at the game, yeah, we lost, but when you have somebody that goes out that's never played organized ball and was able to accomplish that against 3A ranked team, oh man, I know she has a story to tell for life. So, you know, yeah, we did lose the game, but we are going to be able to live again. You know, it wasn't Substate, wasn't state. And, like I tell the girls, we're still on a journey, you know, and now it's that time where we got to lock in and make sure that we take it home. So I think we're ready. We had a good practice today and, you know, everybody's feeling good, you know, we don't have to see any more Nemaha Centrals, hopefully. So we're feeling good.
And kind of just looking at the Substate bracket now, and you told me before this that you hadn't even gotten a chance to look at the bracket, so I'll kind of lay things out for you. Play-in game will be between Care Paravel and McClouse as the 8-9, and the winner of that game will play you guys, as those two teams will play in Topeka at 12 o'clock. Again, that's on Saturday, and you will play the winner of that one on Monday night at home at 7 o'clock for the right to play in Winchester on Thursday and play in the semifinals and then hopefully the finals moving forward. So with that being said, I feel like you not being aware of what's going on with the bracket is kind of reminiscent of how you guys are really trying to focus on yourselves. Would you agree with that?
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what we need to do. And I think I've been talking the last couple of weeks about, you know, back at the McLeod tournament and World Valley. I mean, that's where we was really clicking. And so we're looking at, you know, ironing some things out, especially with Hallie out. You know, we have to move some things around and get our offense, our timing back. You know, we have guards that now are going down playing some forwards and, you know, their timing's a little bit off as far as setting screens and different things like that. So we just need to iron that stuff out and I think we'll be okay. You know, get our conditioning back and, we'll be able to play our man because that was the first time we played a zone. So so that was kind of funny. But we'll be able to get back into our man, and we should be okay, hopefully.
Yeah, and you told me that you guys were just putting together that zone that you ran yesterday, or on Tuesday, excuse me. Oh, that was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. That was, you kind of just put that together in the locker room, and unfortunately it didn't quite work out, but like you said, it was mainly because you guys were shorthanded, so hoping that you can bounce back and get going here in Substate. Again, their first game will be on Monday at home at 7 o'clock in Wasina. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, my man, and appreciate what you do for Kansas sports, and God bless.
That was Riverside girls head basketball coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by MCON of Wasina and Euler Law Office.